This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York, with news that Amazon is shutting down its restaurant delivery service. You know it as Amazon Restaurants, putting an end to a four-year experiment that aimed to compete with the likes of Grubhub and Uber Eats, but failed to gain much traction. Amazon takes a hit in the latest delivery wars. That's after these tech headlines. Foxconn Technology said it is ready to shift production for Apple out of China if necessary, as concerns over the U.S.-China trade conflict intensifies. In its first ever investor meeting and conference call since going public in 1991, the journal says much of the discussion centered on the worsening trade dispute and the impact it might have on the core of Foxconn's business, which is, of course, assembling iPhones and iPads for Apple, which is, of course, its biggest customer, mostly in China. Foxconn says its manufacturing capacity outside of China is sufficient to meet demand in the U.S. market from Apple and other customers. It also says that production could be expanded at factories globally according to the needs of clients. A federal subcontractor working for U.S. Customs and Border Protection suffered a malicious cyber attack that compromised likely tens of thousands of photos of travelers' faces and their vehicles' license plates. The attack prompted fresh criticism on how the government protects the reams of personal data it collects. A spokesman said none of the image data had been found on the dark web or other parts of the internet, adding that the agency had removed from service all equipment related to the breach. And a market check in, technology stocks just posted their best five-day stretch in 7.5 years, as investors embrace monetary and trade policy shifts widely perceived as supporting higher prices. After a dismal May, the S&P 500 information technology sector has rebounded nearly 9% in the past five sessions, its best such performance since October 2011. This is according to Dow Jones Market Data. The rise has been driven by the end of threatened U.S. tariffs on Mexican imports, alongside optimism that the Federal Reserve will soon lower interest rates. Many analysts remain hopeful that the U.S. and China will reach an agreement on trade, an outcome some say would bolster the outlook for the global economy. Coming up, Amazon's delivery business takes a hit, what it means for the ever-looming food delivery wars. In the face of fierce competition, Amazon ends its delivery service. The shutdown of what is called Amazon Restaurants puts an end to a four-year experiment that took on the likes of Grubhub and Uber Eats. Joining us now from San Francisco with more is Wall Street Journal reporter Sebastian Herrera. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So Amazon will discontinue this delivery service. What do we know about the details? How soon and how will this all play out?
Yeah, Amazon said it's ending the program on June 24th. Really, it's not much of a program to end because it was only available in about 25 cities. They already shut down the UK operation for Amazon restaurants late last year. So it's really just getting winded down, and it really failed to grow anyway. So it's not a huge thing that they're shutting down. And then they've already said that they've given the employees that work for this division either other jobs or are helping them to find other jobs. So it's really winding down at this point.
It's interesting to see this rare misstep, because when you think of the world that Amazon thrives in, the online world, it's, you know, the delivery world as well. So what might have happened here? Why the lack of growth?
Well, the main thing appears to be the competition that they faced, as well as that this industry, food delivery and restaurant delivery specifically, is largely unprofitable. So, for example, they've had competitors such as DoorDash, such as Uber, that operates Uber Eats and Postmates, that really specialize in this sector of restaurant delivery. They've all seen large funding recently. For example, DoorDash raised $1 billion this year across two different funds. Postmates raised almost $700 million. And Uber, of course, just had their recent IPO. And Uber Eats is part of their operation. So on the one hand, you know, they're facing a lot of competition in the sector from players that, again, really specialize in this market. On the other hand, too, it's not a very profitable market. So if it's not, you know, doing well, then it doesn't make much sense to continue it from Amazon's perspective. It just seemed like it was not going to go anywhere for Amazon, and that's why they decided to shut it down.
So as we've discussed, Amazon always has a bunch of initiatives at play. And recently we learned of its big investment in Deliveroo. So what can we make of where it goes from here in terms of food delivery, in terms of this whole business?
Right. So as you said, they did recently in May invest $575 million in Deliveroo, which is a British food delivery company. So they're still in the game in that sense. But really, I think what needs to be kept in mind as well is that Amazon, a lot of their focus right now is going in building out their grocery delivery through Prime Now and at Whole Foods. They now service, according to Whole Foods' website, 88 cities with grocery delivery. So that's obviously been something that's growing and that they talk about a lot, their business with Whole Foods and building that out. So besides, you know, still investing in food delivery as far as from restaurants, made some headway with grocery delivery and really trying to grow out that Prime Now delivery of groceries, trying to speed up their just regular packages delivery. So they're still very much in these different sectors. And of course, you know, investing in other things as well.
All right. We will leave it at that. Sebastian Herrera, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.